Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Well, since you're going to go ahead and pour me up, we might as well get this thing started, man. Let me ring this bell, let them know the Black Market.
Oh, we live? We live? We
oh,
live?
Officially. We you, live? You know what that sound mean? You don't know what that means?
Hey, it
that means,
means
it's big money on the floor. You remember like, when Dollar Bill
like
came into the dressing room and was like, what y'all doing out here? You got money on the floor. That's exactly what this means. Exactly what this means, man. Welcome back to the Black Market, presented by the 85 South Show. Yes, indeed. That's where we go find the dopest people in the world who doing dope shit under their own, what they call it, recognizance. Nah, I'm just saying, independent black-owned businesses, man. You know, shit, everybody don't be black, though. We done had a few minorities sneak off in here, man. So I guess we just gonna have, it's the Black Market, but everybody's welcome. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, welcome, welcome.
Thanks,
welcome,
man. Thanks, Carlos. Thanks.
None
thanks
other than my man, Charles Stevens. How you living?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Thanks for having me, man.
Man, thanks for being here. Shit. I mean, you had to come tell these people about this dope-ass product
course,
you got.
Of course, we're from Montreal, Canada, man. But,
man, what you doing in America? Let me see your passport. Who's starting all the damn fires up there, man?
Trust me, I'm legal. I'm straight.
Man, I didn't even know they had real black people in Canada. Where
you never been? You never been?
I've been to Canada.
Okay, so?
I seen a lot of Africans and shit.
No. There's a big diaspora, like from Africa, from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Whole bunch of runaway slaves and shit.
But you know what? My family came from Haiti. like in the 70s.
Bruh, Haitians really be everywhere.
Yeah.
Except Haiti.
Yeah. I have family in Montreal, Toronto, New York, Boston, Atlanta, Miami, and LA.
That's a whole path now that I think about it. That's a straight line.
Yeah, all the way to Mexico. But yeah, so that's the basically where the idea from LS came from, because it's from my heritage, right? From cremas is something that my grandmother used to do every holiday.
Hold up, let's go back, because we done skipped over the whole product, bro. Let them know exactly what it is that you're selling.
LS cream. It's a cream liquor, like, you know, Irish creams?
Yes.
We're tossing that to the side.
Oh, it ain't Irish no more.
It ain't Irish no more.
Oh, hell yeah. I love it already.
So what we did a cream liquor inspired by Haitian cremas. And basically, cremas is a recipe from Haiti that every family has their take on it, but it's homemade.
Right.
And it's, coconut, cinnamon, vanilla, and nutmeg all together. So it's really like, it's more like a chai sort of mix, you know?
And it's but it will have you on your ass if you drink a lot.
But listen, this is gluten-free, all natural ingredients, low in lactose also. So when you're going to drink this, your stomach is not going to be hurting. People love it. You can make mixes with this, and basically we're selling across the U.S. right now.
I got to ask the blackest question I can think of right now. If I bought this bottle, how much of this I got to drink to get toe up?
About 3 glasses. You'll be good.
Oh, see, now you talking. Because you just skipped over all the liquor and started talking about nothing.
This is 17%. This is 17%. But especially if you make a cocktail with this, and people, the people that tag us on social media, they put this in the Starbucks coffee with no shame. Going to work, I do not condone this, but I'm just saying.
The hell? Yes. Drink black liquor at work. They've been doing it. They've been sneaking vodka and water bottles for the longest. Get you some of this Haitian liquor.
You know? But yeah, so basically we wanted to make an alternative to the Irish creams that everybody know, on the shelf. So, and basically be on the shelf right next to the big boys.
Yeah.
And just, give an alternative in the category.
Is this a summertime drink?
It's an all year round drink. So in the summer, people, they do like mudslides, pina coladas with this. During the fall, it's going to be more like, the pumpkin spice inspired stuff. Yeah.
And that's where you're going to make a killing.
I mean, there's a variation. People bake with this. People make cheesecakes with this, Asian cakes, whatever cakes with this, cupcakes. Cookies, whatever. It's a very versatile product. I think the most important thing about it is that there was never a black-owned version of a cream liqueur. So everybody heard about vodkas, gins, and so forth, right? But cream, we're pretty much just the only game in town, you know?
Bro, what a cups, man. We got all these black people in here. I want to drink liquor with black people.
So that's yours?
You got your own cups, too?
So that's yours?
This mine?
Beautiful,
we got
people?
A studio full of black people. Man, I feel like this is a black-ass moment. I want to invite everybody to come have
feel
some.
Free and pass around the ice, too.
Come on. And we'll have a toast.
Yeah,
now, tell me how you got started in the business.
So basically, I was always an entrepreneur. But, specifically for this, it was really, I remember I was at a family function with my wife, and I was looking at this homemade bottle of cremas, basically, And I was looking at it, I was like, I've been looking at this bottle for all my life, basically, because every holidays, the family would be doing it and so forth. So I'm like, I bet that if we take the taste of cremas and we put it in the form of a traditional cream, and we mix the two together, and we put it on the shelf, people would like it.
How did you go from idea to right here on the table?
Yeah, so that's the tricky part, right? So basically, once you go into the liquor business, that's when you understand all the gatekeepers and all the story about liquor and whatever. And mind you, I am aware of the stigmatization of liquor in our community,
right,
which, is not always seen on a positive light. But at the end of the day, it's still a business like any others. And we spend so much money in that business, I think it's only right that we have our feet in it, know? So that's to me, that's the way that I see it. So all of that to say, once you have an idea to come to the liquor business.
I know it's good because they didn't even wait. I thought we was going to do a toast or something. Y'all going to be done drunk it up before we even get to the, hold it. Ain't nobody told you to taste nothing yet. Come on, I saw somebody give up, man, give me a little bit more of that. Man, hey, calm down. And y'all make sure Javier drunk ass get something too.
Oh, wow.
That my little drunk partner, man. He be trying to get through his work first.
Oh, he's not even going to deny it. He's
right. No, he's not. I love that little dude. Every time we go somewhere, we got too much liquor. Javier be like, shit, I take some. Yeah, man, we celebrating today, man. So, I want everybody there.
No problem, man.
To indulge, man. So tell me about Canada, bro. You know, like I said earlier, we don't get to hear too much from the black people up there.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because we hear everything about you guys.
Y'all ain't got a lot of shit.
So when, like, give you an example of the culture up in Canada is like when you watch the news on TV, for example, like the first segment is actually going to be about what's going on with politics over here.
Most of that shit be lies. You know that, right?
Yeah, but like, so basically what it is because the U.S. is such a big country. It has so much influence on what happens in Canada. There's a reason why, like, any type of, you know. So basically, everything that you guys consume, we consume over there also. Whether it'll be 85 South, for example.
Where are they watching it?
Of course. Don't you got analytics?
Come on, man. I'm talking about the streets, man. Fuck them
You
analytics.
Guys ever did a show in Toronto?
No.
That's your loss.
We tripping.
That's your loss.
Stay it, write it down.
Yes, sir.
Put Canada on our hit list.
Yeah, 100%.
Robin, you gonna have some? Oh, okay. You gotta ask the ladies, bro.
Of course.
You never know with these ladies.
A big shout out to the Poor Minds also. So the girls from Poor Minds.
Bruh, don't you just love them? I heard you've been over there. What took you so long to get on the black market? Bro, y'all so gentle with this ice? Ma'am, you ain't gonna have nothing to toast with.
Calm your asses.
Okay. I got you. So, man, where is your product available?
Pretty much everywhere. Like in stores, we're in 12 states right now. But we can ship pretty much like in all the states. So just to let you know how it works is you have the bottle, for example, but it's not because you have the product that you can sell it in a state, right? You need a distributor.
Mm.
And the distributor are all white owned.
Right.
So they're already family, you know, they're family from generation to generation. So that's the problem with this industry right now that we're finding.
You might have to hire some white people to make it look like the front. Hire the white folks. Send them over there to do the bidding. And then when they be like, who's in charge? I'm like, I am. And they're like, what? You triggered us. We got to start using racism to our advantage.
Yeah, it's hard to do that with social media these days.
Right.
Because they always know what's behind the product. But I think also it's a testament because, you know, even if it's a joke or whatever, like, I'm proud of, you know, what me and my wife has built like as a brand, and I want to showcase that. And it's funny because an investor told us that he's like, oh, you're never going to succeed. You need to put, instead of putting your wife in the ads, you need to put a white woman with blonde eyes and with blonde hair and blue eyes.
This the investor saying?
An investor like in the past. You
he
know,
probably
like,
ain't good at investing because he's sleeping on some good shit. I already know how it goes. Ryan, you want to have some cream liqueur with us? You can't just say liquor when you got to pronounce all
this. Cream liqueur.
It's liqueur.
Yeah, all right. I got a glass for you right here. Go. Take this one. I'll make another one. Go, okay. Take this one.
Hold on. We ain't ready yet. We're going to toast all together.
Thank you.
Nothing. This is the taste test right here. He brought it to America.
The bottle's empty.
We got a room full of black folks. Now if this shit turn into a party after this, then we know.
There you go.
The sound that it make when it come out of the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got a glass? We good? We straight?
Everybody come over here, man. Let's do it on camera.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do it on camera, man. Because we're celebrating you coming to America to promote your product.
Like as if the first time I'm
here. No, I'm just saying you came over here to be on the black market. This,
thanks,
on
man.
Camera,
we're
going to say that's the
only reason
you
came. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love.
Hey, man,
cheers,
black people worldwide.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Worldwide.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
That's good. That's good. That's something you'll be sitting around sipping on Christmas, cussing out your family. That's good.
And like I said, this is the, like, for sure, cream liqueurs, everybody know. It's Christmas time, fall, stuff like that. But we found ways to use it, like, all year long,
right.
You know? And that's the reason I was telling that people use it in the coffee as a creamer and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's been, honestly, it's been really overwhelming to see, like, the love that people have been showing us, you know, ever since we've won our medals and, you know, we won the double gold at the New York Spirits International Competition.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we did. We did for the taste of the product. And I think for us, it's just like a testament to the work that goes into crafting a spirit that, you know, is there to take, you know, to be an alternative to the big guys. Like we
said. All
right,
well, check this out. We're going to go. Hey, who a real drinker in here? We got any real drinkers? Give me some feedback. What you think? Would you purchase this for the holidays with the family? All right. Who else?
Before the holidays. Thanks, my brother. Thanks, sir.
What you got me, lady?
I don't drink that much, but I'll absolutely buy
this. It's real smooth, real sweet. It don't have that bite. It, you know what I'm saying? I can see how you could easily get tore up off this.
Exactly.
Especially if you're sitting down, like if you, and then you get up, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. It's got that comeback.
Right now, what's really like a drink that's really popular when you go into bars is an espresso martini. So
you
when you do
his soul when you said that.
When you mix LS with a regular espresso martini recipe, it takes it to another level. Most of the hotels and bars that we're in, they have some type of an espresso martini variation with LS cream on top of having, you know, other drinks. We do variations of other cocktails like the old fashioned drink. We do a creamy old fashioned using LS cream also. So we find ways that we want to elevate the conversation about cream liqueurs because that's our market, that's our thing. But also, like I said, want to find ways for people to drink it, you know, all year long. You know,
what other, you got any other flavors?
No, this is the only flavor. So
because some strawberry a hit with this.
Oh, 100%. But it's really simple to mix it with a strawberry flavored vodka. Or, you know, like
a little grenadine or something.
Yeah, but a recipe that we have on our website is called, it's one of my favorite, it's called the Spicy LS Coco. It's 2 ounces of LS cream, 1 ounce of mango flavored vodka, 1 ounce of coconut flavored rum, and a dash of Tabasco in there. You shake it with some ice, you pour that. I'm telling you, blow your mind.
What's
the
website?
I did it on the
Portmine
podcast.
You like recipes on the website?
Yeah, yeah. Creamls.com, cocktails. We have the store located there. You have the whole story about the brand. You know, we got people equipped. And on our Instagram page, we have like milkshake recipes. Like we have all sorts of stuff.
What's the IG?
LS Cream Liqueur. So it's one word. But just write LS Cream, you're gonna be able to find it, but with the liqueur, yeah.
I don't think you brought enough. Nah, cause you gotta leave me some of this. Cause when
listen.
I said some strawberry will be hitting this, my man in the back said.
No, that's not even a question. You guys are gonna have some bottles, no worries, you know?
Bro, I can just see myself being somebody daddy with this right here. In a cup about this out. Y'all going to smoke? Hold on.
Kim, go that damn store.
Yeah, I can see that. I can most definitely see it. Well, look, we appreciate you stopping through here, putting us up on game.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a nice little drink.
100%.
You know, if you got a nice lady over there, she want to sit on the couch with her socks on or something.
And that's what one of the reasons, you know, sometimes when you finish work, you don't want necessarily to have, like, a big glass of vodka with some cranberry or something like that. Like, a glass of LS on ice sometimes it's gonna do the trick, you know. Yeah. So
that's, I can see this being, you know how they have like dessert wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be hitting good with a nice little pastry, some blueberries, yes, on some, yes, something like that.
Yes.
Some with some crispy edges.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll eat this with some, with some kind of fruit, yeah, with some crispy edges. When you don't see his face, you're like, hell yeah. Yeah, maybe like a old piece of something. I don't know. But one of them look, some one of them fruit filled type situation. Definitely. A little Danish. Or if you from the hood, a little honey bun heated up in the microwave and go good. You feel me? A little honey bun with the icing on it.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna hold you too long. But I really appreciate you stopping through and putting us up, man.
Thank you, thank you,
drop,
man.
Drop your socials and everywhere, yeah, one more time so they can know how to get
for
in touch.
Sure.
With you.
So, like I said, it's creamls.com to find the website. You have the store locator there, and LS Cream Liqueur in one word on Instagram. You're gonna find, you know, all the information you want there. You're gonna see the growth of the brand. You know, we have a vlog also where we show the behind the scene of all the work. Last time I was here with on the Poor Minds podcast, like I had my guy there following me too, because we want to let people know also that it's not this industry is really close to us, to our community, and we're fighting to have more space, you know, in the categories. And it's a uphill battle because they have families. Like, it's ever since prohibition, basically, that's been like that. You, yeah, know? So you want to get into the state, you have to have distribution.
Most
and
definitely.
And people need to remember that. So that's why people need to support. Like, even if you don't drink, buy it, give it as a gift, you know.
I'm gonna be your American plug, bro. Y'all need a brand ambassador in America. I'm plugged in.
My guy.
All right, man. Hey, man. My back's starting to sweat. That's how I know this shit good, man. Hey, let me ring that bell one more time. Let them know there's some money on the floor, man.
Cheers, man.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.